News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Another suspicious package this morning found in the Tribeca neighborhood, delivered to the house of Robert De Niro. More details on the way in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far accident-free conditions, but wet roadways for Mobile and Bowie County. We've got some showers that have gone through so far this morning. No delays if you're traveling from the 1065 split and heading downtown through the tunnels across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford looking good. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot, the Revere Double Wide, and pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers through the evening, lows near 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures close to 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Football in the South, tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company and a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning. Thursday edition of Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, we're all here. Glad you're here as well. Rain affecting pretty much everybody in Baldwin County. You're getting it right now in the northern half of Mobile County. Don't worry, South Mobile County. It's coming your way very, very soon. Rainy day on tap today and some heavier rain back off to our west. Dr. Bill will fill us in with a full details on our forecast coming up at about 6:35. 63 now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, the White House reacting to the news of explosive devices being sent to prominent lawmakers and news organizations. As the 8th device has been discovered overnight, this device being addressed to actor Robert De Niro. At Real Donald Trump asked Americans via Twitter to, quote, come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the USA. Vice President Mike Pence also condemning the, quote, attempted attacks against former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and CNN. Mr. Pence took to Twitter, tweeting, quote, these cowardly actions are despicable and have no place in this country. He also thanked law enforcement and added that, quote, those responsible will be brought to justice. U.S. Secret Service on Wednesday said that they had intercepted a bomb which was addressed to Hillary Clinton and also discovered a possible explosive sent to President Obama. Other suspicious packages that have been sent or have been addressed to the following people are of concern for law enforcement, and they include Eric Holder, CNN, which was addressed to CIA Director Brennan, the former CIA director, the Office of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Representative Maxine Waters, and George Soros. A cyberbullying victim is awarded $10,000 for mental distress associated with a number of Facebook posts. The Tuscaloosa News is reporting that Victoria Love was awarded the money on Tuesday by a Tuscaloosa County jury in her suit against Tim Bailey and Lori Beth Keterson. Love claims that the pair made libelous social media posts intimidating her and causing mental distress that required medical treatment. The posts were on a Facebook group that Bailey created about his 24-year-old son's death in 2016 after he was given Xanax and became ill. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her. Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No,
no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. With 12 days until midterm elections, candidates aren't wasting any time getting their message to voters. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is facing a challenge from current Governor Rick Scott. Yesterday, Nelson campaigned in Pensacola. Nelson addressed a room full of people at the Escambia Education Association. He was joined by Alabama Senator Doug Jones.
This guy has the people of Florida's back.
The city of Fairhope wanted to prepare voters for the city's special election on November 6th. Residents will decide how the city will be governed. The option being proposed would change city government from a mayor-city council to a city manager who answers to the council. A panel of four people from across the state who currently serve as city managers came to town to explain how that type of structure works. If approved by voters, the change would not go into effect until 2020. The FDA has approved the first new drug to treat the flu in nearly 20 years. Xofluza is a single-dose drug designed for patients 12 and older to take within the first 48 hours of typical flu symptoms. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 on Wednesday night, taking a 2-0 lead in the 2018 World Series. And just a second.
A one to count. Should end it. Bogarts gathers it in. Red Sox up 2-0. 4-2 win in game two.
There we go. David Price got the win on the mound for Boston. He pitched the first six innings, allowing only two earned runs on three hits with five strikeouts. Boston put the first run on the board in the second inning. Shortstop Xander Bogart scored on a single from Ian Kinsler. Then in the fourth inning, the Dodgers tied the game when former South Alabama Jaguar David Freese crossed home plate. And then they took the lead when a single from Yasiel Puig scored Manny Machado.
Now the Dodgers look for a two-out RBI hit. That is into center. They get it from Puig. Machado to the plate, and the Dodgers lead 2-1 in the fourth.
The Red Sox would tie the game and score the winning runs in the fifth inning when starting Dodgers pitcher Hyun-Jin Ryu left the game with the bases loaded and Christian Vasquez walked across home plate. And then to take the lead, J.D. Martinez hit a right field single and scored two.
What a chance for the big DH, first year in Boston. After a huge year, flies one into right, this one will drop. Red Sox are on top. Two runs score. It's 4-2.
And that's the score they would win with, 4-2. Boston up now 2-0. Game 3 is Friday night in Los Angeles. Dodgers need a win to avoid an 0-3 deficit that no World Series team has ever recovered from. Big news in court yesterday in the pay-for-play college basketball scandal. James Gatto, Christian Dawkins, and Merle Code were all found guilty on counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The three defendants were part of the college basketball corruption trial, with Gatto and Code previously working for Adidas and Dawkins working as a sports agent. They were all accused of providing top recruits with impermissible benefits in order to get them to go to Adidas-sponsored programs. The initial claim was that top prospect Brian Bowen was paid $100,000 to go to Louisville. The trial showed a wide range of corruption across college basketball. In the NBA, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers picked up their first win of the season and the first win of the LeBron in L.A. era, 131-113 over the Phoenix Suns. LeBron scored 19 points and had 10 assists in the win. Stephen Curry scored 51, and the Golden State Warriors crushed Washington 144-122. Curry made 11 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. Atlanta beat Dallas 111-104. Miami got the win over the New York Knicks 110-87. Memphis fell to Sacramento 97-92, and Indiana got the W over San Antonio 116-96. In NFL news, the New York Jets placed running back Bilal Powell on injured reserve with a neck injury. And according to Jets coach Todd Bowles, the injury is so serious that it could potentially be career-ending.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Powell will be undergoing surgery on his neck at some point in the near future. And the Denver Broncos waived quarterback Chad Kelly on Wednesday morning, one day after Kelly was arrested for criminal trespassing in the early morning hours of Tuesday. Kelly was a seventh-round pick by the Broncos in the 2017 draft. He was arrested Tuesday on first-degree criminal trespassing after a couple reported that he came into their house uninvited. After his arrest, Kelly posted a $2,500 bond and was released later Tuesday. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community. And as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. One, two, and three bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers through the evening, lows near 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures close to 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and I'm taking Midday Mobile on the road today, so come join me in Fairhope at Fairhope Brewing Company on Nichols, just a block east of 98. Midday Mobile, live from noon to 2 today. Come out and join me and the whole FM Talk 106.5 crew, and while you're there, register to win the ultimate tailgate prize package, including a perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. They'll see you there from noon to 2 today. It's Midday Mobile, live from Fairhope Brewing Company on FM Talk 106.5. And online at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear for now from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 range line. Looks like it's a good ride in. From Airport, Dauphin and Moffitt and 65, already seeing a little bit of backup, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. A good ride starting across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne to Loxley. Celebrate Halloween with Papa Murphy's. Entertain your little goblin with their jack-o'-lantern pizza. It's their pumpkin-shaped cheese and pepperoni for just $9. Available now through Halloween at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. That's right, Fairhope, we're back. Haven't been out to Fairhope in a while, but we will be at one of our favorite places in Fairhope, Fairhope Brewing Company, starting at noon today.
Yeah, what a great place.
Yeah, nice gig for the midday show. So the show is live. If you'd like to come out and be part of the show, check it out. As it, what it really looks like when the show is happening, it'll be happening today. Fairhope Brewing Company starting at noon. I think they open up the doors at 1, so swing on by. We'll be out front, too. We have the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers and some other goodies to hook you up with. You'll see the mobile command unit there parked on Nichols. You'll know you're in the right place.
Yeah, I used to work there. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
Worked there two nights in my life, actually.
Well, yeah, you're going to be three nights now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because we're back in December for the charity bartender thing.
One of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We'll talk more about that today when we're live at Fairhope Brewing Company right there on Nichols, just about a block off of 98. 6:21, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now know even more about a deadly school bus crash very close to Talladega, as 11 students and adults on the bus were injured and a passenger in a separate vehicle was killed. The bus was taking the school's 7th and 8th grade football team and the junior varsity football team home from a game. 8 students and 3 adults on the bus were injured. 31-year-old Amanda Nicole Hubbard died in that wreck Tuesday night. A school official in a separate vehicle witnessed the crash and says Hubbard's pickup truck crossed the median on Interstate 20 and hit the bus, and had been traveling in the opposite direction when the car crossed the median, quote, went airborne and hit the top of the bus. Both east and westbound interstate lanes were shut down for hours. An update on a story we first told you about on Wednesday, as the suspect in a robbery at the Dick's Sporting Goods in McGowan Park has been arrested. As according to the Mobile Police Department, the suspect has been identified as 30-year-old Donovan Rogers. You'll recall earlier this week, Mobile Police released new surveillance images hoping someone could identify this robbery suspect after he went into the store earlier this month and began putting items into a black duffel bag. When a store manager confronted him, asking him to leave and hand over that duffel bag, he not only refused, but also threatened to shoot the manager if he didn't let go of that bag. Police responded to the situation, but by the time they arrived, that man took off with more than $500 worth of merchandise. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:23 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much, Kelly. Dr. Bill's on the way with a full forecast. I can tell you right now, rain for the majority, if not all of us, for the next at least 12 hours or so. As you know, this rain is mixed with a low that was off Texas and remnant rain from Hurricane Willa that went into the west coast of Mexico.
That's crazy. That's insane. And we were talking the other week about how far Matthew went across the Atlantic Pacific Ocean, but for that to hit the west coast of Mexico, it seemed like that was just 2 days ago. I guess it was.
Yeah.
And to already be here, crazy.
And some of that rain coming to our area. But nice by the weekend, but more with Dr. Bill coming up. Also, heads up, if you're like most of us, you got a balance on your credit cards and a higher interest rate than you'd like. So why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? Check this out. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. Can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. And on top of those already great rates, check this out. You can save even more with an additional interest rate discount when you go to their website, Lightstream.com. Lightstream.com. The only way to get the discount, when you go to the website, go to Lightstream.com/my last name Sullivan. Lightstream.com/Sullivan. Website, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, speaking of more information, that's coming up this morning as well. It is a Thursday morning. That means we check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. He's got lots to talk about here going into the first weekend after the first bit of cool weather we've had this year. So we'll talk about that coming up at 7:50. Also, like I said, Dr. Bill joins us in just about 10 minutes. I saw a couple stories here from the state that I thought, they caught my eye this morning. Number one, we were talking earlier in the week about the timber losses. Alabama Forestry Association had talked about the timber losses in Alabama from Hurricane Michael. Mm-hmm. Had gone through the amount that was lost and what folks with timberland should do and, finding out if they have damaged timber and harvesting it and all that. So this as well, for ag producers in the state, what did it mean to have that hurricane go through? Well, Alabama farmers are facing, at least according to the state of Alabama, Alabama farmers are facing losses of $204 million from Michael. Cotton farmers suffered the greatest losses. We talked about those cotton fields down there in southeast Alabama. They're just denuded of cotton bolls. Cotton farmers suffered the greatest losses, but according to the Alabama Cooperative Extension System, $120 million is in crop loss, $32.7 million in timber loss, $24.5 million in livestock loss.
Wow.
Yes, I'm surprised on that one. $21.5 million in infrastructure loss on farm facilities in the state. $3.5 million in horticulture loss. You know, that's a big deal in our area. I guess there's some of that in southeast Alabama, too. And $1.3 million in poultry losses. Extension economist for the Alabama Cooperative Extension Services, Mac Runge, said, while most farmers do have crop insurance, it is only a percentage of a percentage, so it doesn't make the losses whole. Most farmers only try to cover their input cost, but with this loss, it won't cover even that. Unfortunately, we'll lose some farmers this year, meaning when you have the insurance, you're going to insure your fertilizer, seed, those kind of costs, but you don't insure the profit you needed to make to survive to the next year, and that's going to be a real big hit. It goes on to say here, in the Alabama Farmers Federation, we've established the Alabama Farmers Hurricane Relief Fund, and people can make tax-deductible donations there. We'll put more information up on this coming up on the Twitter feed. Check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police have arrested a driver they say hit three utility linemen as they work to restore power in Chipley, Florida, following Hurricane Michael. Two the men died. At last check, the other victim was in critical condition. Chipley police say the suspect, 37-year-old John Getke of Tampa, veered off a roadway and hit the men. Getke left the scene but was later arrested and booked into the Washington County Jail. A second suspect is in custody, charged with a deadly shooting over the weekend. 18-year-old Miles Caples was arrested overnight. He's charged with murder and two counts of attempted murder. Those charges stem from a shooting on Raven Drive on Saturday. Three men were shot. One of them, Justin Mooney, was killed. Patrick Harris is also facing charges and remains in jail. There was no jackpot winner in last night's drawing for the $620 million Powerball jackpot. The next drawing is Saturday. $750 million will be up for grabs. It's the fourth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. It's been more than 2 months since someone won the Powerball jackpot. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. Own a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Police in New York are telling the Associated Press the suspicious package taken this past hour from the Tribeca neighborhood building associated with actor Robert De Niro in Lower Manhattan appears linked to 7 other bomb devices sent to Democrats and CNN. This one may have gotten closer to an intended victim, as we hear from correspondent Shimon Prokupesh.
Frightening is that this package was up, was already on the 7th floor of the building. I don't know what's on the 7th floor, but we know that this was addressed to Robert De Niro.
The device has been taken away in a special containment truck. Meanwhile, President Trump is tweeting this morning that the current anger is, quote, caused by the purposely false and inaccurate reporting of news media. Trump also tweeting about the migrant caravan working its way north to the U.S. border through Mexico, writing, quote, I am bringing out the military for this national emergency. This will be stopped. Well, stock futures are currently showing strong gains ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street this morning following yesterday's big losses. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Tesla posted a profit, ending its money-losing streak in the third quarter. The electric car maker scooped up $311 million in profits thanks to strong Model 3 sales. Merck & Company expected to report a higher third-quarter profit as demand strengthens for its blockbuster cancer drug Keytruda. Intel's expected to report a rise in revenue and profit helped by demand for its chips used in data centers and personal computers. CME Group's expected to report rising profit before the market open, helped by its trading and investment income. Expenses are expected to rise marginally. Investors will keep a close eye on how the exchange has done in a quarter that was relatively volatile. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 608 points, wiping out all of its gains for 2018. The S&P 500 dropped 3%, 84 points. Now also negative for the year. The NASDAQ composite fell 4%, 329 points, entering correction territory as Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet all traded lower. Futures, though, are trending higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
an official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so you mentioned it yesterday. Get ready for the rain today, and it greeted me as the garage door opened up early this morning. It's already here.
What a beautiful day we had yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was good. I like that.
Bright blue skies. We had a high of 79 degrees, and I indicated it wouldn't last very long, and we now have rain in the area, and quite a bit of rain to the west of us yet in Louisiana that'll be moving across our area today. So we could see some heavy showers when that area moves in, and that means the possibility of a few thunderstorms. Don't expect any severe weather, but we could pick up some heavy downpours. The rain will be with us today and on into the evening hours. It's going to keep temperatures down a bit today. I look for a high of only around 70 degrees for this afternoon. Now tonight, the rain begins to taper off, especially through the evening hours, and we'll see temperatures tonight dropping down to about 60 degrees at daybreak. A storm system that is producing this rain right now is located along the Louisiana coast, started out in South Texas. It'll move across our area today, and by tomorrow morning we'll be in southeast Alabama. So that means we're going to start to see an improvement tomorrow. It should become partly cloudy, and I expect a high of about 70 degrees with a northwest wind tomorrow, around 5 to 15 miles per hour. The temperatures will drop tomorrow night as some dry air moves in, and tomorrow night, upper 40s. And then for the weekend, boy, it looks good. Sunny skies and 72 on Saturday. We're going to warm up a bit on Sunday, but still should be pleasant. Be sunny and a high near 80 degrees. And another cold front moves in Sunday night, and we cool down a bit for Monday. Sunny at about 75, back into the upper 40s Monday night. Tuesday looks great. Sunny, mid-70s. Sunny on Wednesday, upper 70s. So we had a lot of sunshine for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's October. That's what it's supposed to do. And get a little dry weather, so it looks good for maybe Halloween for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, right now looks quite good. So high pressure is going to dominate our area, so we should have very pleasant weather.
All right, great stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, our tropical weather expert and staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Give you a heads up, a couple things happening today. Number one, mentioned we're heading to Fairhope Brewing Company, Midday Mobile Live with Brian and the crew over there. And then shifting gears this afternoon and heading to the candidate meet and greet happening in Daphne. This was it's the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce putting this on, and it's going to start at, let me see, I'm getting there at 5, so I think that's when y'all should get there too.
Let's see.
Well, I'm just want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. I think at 5 to 5:15, the candidates are getting there about 5:30. This is going to get kicked off, and then it's going to be like a chance, like 2 minutes. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to introduce themselves and talk, and then the next one will come up. My question right now is whether I'm gonging anybody or not.
that would be great.
Well, they said they want me there, and I wonder if it's going to mean I have to. They said, you know, they'll have each candidate will have 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and you're going to be there. And I'm not moderating really any kind of question, but I'm there to like introduce the people. Does that mean I have to gong the person out?
Well, first off, as your manager for events like these,
yes.
I did request that they get the drop-down mic like they have for boxing matches,
yes,
you know,
yes.
the one that Michael Buffer would yes. grab a hold of.
Well, that's good. Yes.
And also, MTV, they kind of switched it up from the gong show. Remember, they would have
on the
MTV Video Music Awards, instead of playing off the soft music to get people off the stage, they
right.
had someone off to the side in one of those blow-up fat suits, you know, the ones that make you about look like you're 650
like
pounds.
The sumo suit?
That's right, the sumo, and they would have the golden sumo guy run them off the stage. I would be happy to dress up in the sumo suit and run people off the stage if you need me to tonight.
Okay, well, I'll take it how we can get it. So that's, you know, that'd be good. So I'll just give you like a hand signal.
Yeah,
be
like, we can just work.
And that means they're 2 minutes, they're up, and you need to come get them. But
that's
once
right.
again, it's candidate meet and greet. That's tonight, 5:30 to 7:30, although they told us to get there at 5. But y'all can get there 5:30 to 7:30 at Bayside Academy. The Pilot Center Theater there, 303 Dreyer Avenue in Daphne. And it's your chance to hear from the candidates, meet and greet them, be getting kind of last-minute questions answered. So, yeah, so we got a big slate of activities in Baldwin County. We're in Fairhope for the midday show and in Daphne for the candidate meet and greet with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce tonight starting at 5:30. All right, 6:40, we'll check traffic and headlines next.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. ProTent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. ProTent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Light traffic so far across the Bayway, the Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. Seeing a little bit of backup already along Airport and Cottage Hill and 65, but no new wrecks. Range Line, Tillman's Corner and Theodore Dawes Road from Schillinger and Three Notch, a good ride in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 6:42, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Thursday South. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And, oh, yeah, Captain Bobby coming your way just about an hour and 10 minutes from right now with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The historic Oakley House could remain open even longer if the Mobile City Council contributes more funds. Greg Reynolds, a representative of the historic Mobile Preservation Society, asked the City Council on Tuesday for the financial assist. Budget cuts over the years have impacted the house, which has been scheduled to close once a contract with the City of Mobile ended. But fundraising efforts have helped keep the doors open. Reynolds said the home has received $20,000 in pledges, but still needs about $27,000 to stay open. He says, quote, but even with the $30,000 performance contract from the city, that still leaves us $27,000 short of the minimum we need to keep Oakley open. So we are here today asking that each city council member consider pledging some of their discretionary funds to assist in our effort to keep Oakley open. This weekend, law enforcement wants to help you safely get rid of prescription drugs in your home, drugs you aren't using anymore, for the annual National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. Proper disposal of unused drugs saves lives and protects our environment. The Take Back programs are the best way to dispose of old drugs. The purpose of the day is to provide a safe, convenient, and anonymous means of disposing of prescription drugs. Unused or expired prescription medications can lead to potential accidental poisoning, misuse, and overdose. overdose, which impacts the community as a whole. Saturday, October the 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Mobile Police Department is ready to receive those donations. They will serve as a collection site for unwanted, unneeded, or expired medications to police departments located at 2460 Government Boulevard, and over-the-counter medicines will also be accepted. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. With 12 days until midterm elections, candidates aren't wasting any time getting their message to voters. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is facing a challenge from current Governor Rick Scott. Yesterday, Nelson campaigned in Pensacola. Nelson addressed a room full of people at the Escambia Education Association. He was joined by Alabama Senator Doug Jones.
This guy has the people of Florida's back.
The city of Fairhope wanted to prepare voters for the city's special election on November 6th. Residents will decide how the city will be governed. The option being proposed would change city government from a mayor-city council to a city manager who answers to the council. A panel of four people from across the state who currently serve as city managers came to town to explain how that type of structure works. If approved by voters, the change would not go into effect until 2020. The FDA has approved the first new drug to treat the flu in nearly 20 years. Xofluza is a single-dose drug designed for patients 12 and older to take within the first 48 hours of typical flu symptoms. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 646 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Wednesday night, taking a 2-0 lead in the 2018 World Series.
A 1-1 to Kemp. Should end it. Bogarts gathers it in. Red Sox up 2-0. 4-2 win in game two.
David Price got the win on the mound for Boston. He pitched the first 6 innings, allowing only 2 earned runs on 3 hits with 5 strikeouts. And Boston put the first run on the board in the second inning. Shortstop Xander Bogaerts scored on a single from Ian Kinsler. But in the fourth inning, the Dodgers would tie the game when the former South Alabama Jaguar David Freese crossed home plate. And then they took the lead when a single from Yasiel Puig scored Manny Machado.
Now the Dodgers look for a 2-out RBI hit. That is into center. They get it from Puig. Machado to the plate, and the Dodgers lead 2-1 in the fourth.
The Red Sox tied the game and scored the winning runs in the fifth inning when starting Dodgers pitcher Hyunjin Ryu left the game with the bases loaded, and Christian Vasquez walked across home plate. And then to take the lead, designated hitter J.D. Martinez hit a right field single and scored 2.
What a chance for the big DH, first year in Boston. After a huge year. Flies one into right. This one will drop. Red Sox are on top. 2-run score. It's 4-2.
And that's the score. They'd win by 4-2. Boston now up 2-0. Game 3 is Friday in Los Angeles. The Dodgers have to win to avoid an 0-3 deficit. No World Series team has ever recovered after being down 3-0. Big news in court yesterday in the pay-for-play college basketball scandal. James Gatto, Christian Dawkins, and Merle Code were all found guilty on counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The three defendants were part of the college basketball corruption trial, with Gatto and Code previously working for Adidas and Dawkins working as a sports agent. They were all accused of providing top recruits with impermissible benefits in order to get them to go to Adidas-sponsored programs. The initial claim was that top prospect Brian Bowen was paid $100,000 to go to Louisville, but the trial showed a wide range of corruption across college basketball. In the NBA, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers picked up their first win of the season and the first win of the LeBron in L.A. era, 131-113 over the Phoenix Suns. LeBron scored 19 points and had 10 assists in the win. Stephen Curry scored 51, and the Golden State Warriors crushed Washington 144-122. Curry made 11 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. Atlanta beat Dallas 111-104. Miami got the win over the New York Knicks 110-87. Memphis fell to Sacramento 97-92. And Indiana got the W over San Antonio 116-96. In NFL news, the New York Jets placed running back Bilal Powell on injured reserve with a neck injury. According to Jets coach Todd Bowles, the injury is so serious that it could potentially be career-ending. Powell will be undergoing surgery on his neck at some point in the near future. And the Denver Broncos waived quarterback Chad Kelly Wednesday morning, one day after Kelly was arrested for criminal trespassing in the early morning hours of Tuesday. Kelly was a seventh-round pick by the Broncos in the 2017 draft. He was arrested Tuesday on first-degree criminal trespassing after a couple reported that he came into their house uninvited. After his arrest, Kelly posted a $2,500 bond and was released later Tuesday. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. State troopers on a Highway 59 at Pine Grove. That's going to be close to the Bay Minette exit, so keep that in mind. Beyond that, really a good ride. For the 1065 split, traveling from DIP and down through the tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway, looking good so far this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less, with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers through the evening, lows near 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures close to 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey and his crew, and they're waiting around, like, saying, hey, people got junk, we want to get it. It's what they do. It's what they wake up in the morning wanting to do is get the junk and get it gone. So you got junk, and they've got the skill set to get rid of it. It could be in your house, could be outside, could be in the backyard, could be in your office storage unit. You got junk, you need it gone. You don't have the vehicle to haul it. You don't know where to haul it to. Listen, they have answers to all those questions. So give them a call, set an appointment time on a specific day, and get it done. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com is the website, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are headed to the Gulf State Park and the city of Gulf Shores, heads up. There is a new speed limit on Alabama Highway 135. It starts today. The speed limit was decreased from 35 to 26 miles per hour on Tuesday. Public safety, yeah, it's the priority, especially for the many hikers and bikers and walkers and other park guests. New signage and radar reminders will be activated along Alabama 135, and also this. Be on the lookout for more police and park rangers. Their presence will be boosted today as that speed limit goes into effect at 7:15 a.m. Quote, this route is an entrance to our beautiful Gulf State Park, not just another state road. It's important that traffic is managed at a reasonable and safe speed in this area. A quote coming to us from Chris Blankenship, the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. So the park is 6,500 acres, and it includes 3 miles of white sand beaches, also restored sand dunes, the Gulf of Mexico's longest fishing pier, and 28 miles of walking and biking trails. The park is made up of 9 ecosystems. The new speed limit comes less than 1 month before the lodge at Gulf State Park opens to the public. And more great news from across the bay as Norlisha Lewis has been selected as Teacher of the Year at Baldwin County High School. Ms. Lewis is an English and guided reading teacher. She's a co-sponsor of the Student Council. She's a member of the leadership team and a tutor in the 21st Century After School Program. She joined the faculty in 2015. And Ms. Lewis says, quote, I am a product of the Baldwin County school system. I love this county and how it works to prepare the students to go out to achieve and then return back to sow seeds of achievement in future generations. Congratulations to Baldwin County High School and Ms. Lewis. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. All right, coming up next hour, I make an announcement for an event that is less than a week away here. No, not the kind of election thing. Well, actually, has a lot to do with elections, but it's not the actual election day. We will have a discussion going on next week. Well, I say a discussion. I'm always worried about, because I'll say debate, and they'll say, that's not a debate, that's a forum. I'll say, forum, that's not a forum, that's a meet and greet. That's a the semantics. Listen, I've been doing this a long time, the semantics still confuse me. I'm going to call it a debate, because that's what it is by the format right now. There's a debate coming live to our ear. You're going to hear nowhere else in the state, nowhere else in our area, not on TV, not on internet, although we will be streaming it on our Facebook page.
Yes.
But a debate coming right here to this radio station. We'll tell you more about that coming up next hour. So be ready. Then we'll post up more information. But I'll say it's coming up on Tuesday. How about that?
That works for me.
Good?
I'm really interested in what this news is.
All right. And then there's this. A great way to start off your Thursday. YouGov has posted up some data here. According to a new survey, 40% of Americans say they don't have any life goals.
Oh, no. That's not good at all.
This is like, this depresses me for them. It's not clear maybe that they already have achieved their life goal or they're just kind of cool with life like it is. 37% of people they surveyed said they do have life goals, but they're pretty relaxed about whether they hit them or not. 18% have goals and they're anxious about making them. 5% said they don't know if they have life goals.
How do you not know if you have life goals?
They don't know if they have life goals.
This is foreign to me.
So 40% say they don't have any. They're owning it. They know they don't have any. They're not hiding it. But yeah, I'm fascinated by the other 5% go, I don't know if I do.
I'm constantly thinking of, this is crazy to me that many people would not have life goals.
Good morning. These people are in traffic around you, so prepare yourself. 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.